Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
If this was just about money, this would be over, but this is not what this is about. MKUltra exists. DID exists. This hell exists.
Explain that for people who don't understand what that really means. So what is this really all about?
This is all about power and control. MKUltra is a mind control programming. It happens to Hollywood elites. It is happening right now to Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, many celebrities just like them. But nobody understands and nobody knows because it's a part of control. It's like someone has the remote to someone's life and no one knows who's pushing the buttons. Dissociative identity disorder happens when you have nowhere to go with the trauma, when you have nowhere to go with the pain. So your mind splits and shatters into a million pieces, but those are people that have had to take a part of the pain and do what they have to do to stay alive.
So a lot of your detractors, skeptics would say, Ali Carter waited until July of 2020 to come out with all of this on Instagram. That was conveniently just before a highly contested hot presidential election. This is a political hit job. That's all this is. To those people, what do you say?
Human sex trafficking, human child trafficking is not an argument. It's not a political issue. It's not a religious issue. It's not a sexual orientation. It is a humanity issue. There are children that are black, white, blue, green. There is no one that needs to have an argument about this conversation. This is a humanity issue that everybody needs to move for.
Have any authorities looked underneath the Getty Museum? Has anybody investigated your claims about tunnels being there or anywhere else? Will anybody go underground? Have you shown them the door? Have you shown them how to get there?
I've tried to talk to people, and they told me they will make sure that I stay silent. Everybody covers this up. Everyone covers everything up, but it's not just the Getty. It is underground in your schools. It is underground in your cemeteries. It is underground every day where you walk on.
Who's manufacturing, who's building, who's creating these tunnels?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea?
That's what everybody, I have no idea. I do not know who's at the top.
Do people that work at the schools, do they know that they're there? Do the teachers know?
Yes, the school is complicit. Your teachers are complicit. When I was trafficked throughout my high schools and my time in foster care, my teachers signed me in and out of school. There was the automated service that gives you a call that lets you know that your students are tardy. They were making sure that I was present in my classes, but I was dropped off at school. I was picked up by my pimp. I was returned before the bus got back, and I was placed back in my foster home, or I would not go to school for the day. It was brought to the attention of my SROs. It was brought to the attention of the guidance counselors, and they are all complicit. They all know what's going on.
And it is reported. And it was reported and completely ignored.
It is reported and it is documented by social workers.
So the law enforcement agencies that are ignoring this, why are they doing that? Why are cops and investigators and federal agents, why are they ignoring your claims, your victimization, the crimes against you?
Because they're customers. They're all customers. Again, everybody is so worried about the top Hollywood elite, but you should be worried about the people that sit next to you every day. They are complicit. Your local police are complicit.
All of them?
They're customers. All of them. They're customers. There are some good cops. There are some good cops, but they're very one far and few in between.
And so those good cops that know about what you have going on, are they unwilling to do anything about it because the majority of them that surround them are involved and that they could lose their jobs?
They could lose their jobs. They could be threatened for the rest of their lives. They could be hunted, stalked, and harassed just as much as the Freemason Brotherhood cops do to everyone else. What they do to one, they will do to everyone else.
Well, the best thing that you can do, obviously, is get this out as far and as wide as possible. I mean, I think that that is probably the best form of protection for you and for anybody else. And now that this is out there, on a national platform. I mean, I just don't see any reason why somebody should not be investigating and exposing these tunnels that we have all heard about and that have raised eyebrows in this community now for since the beginning of the Trump presidency. When you're right, the attention was directed, the eyes were opened up in this way during that presidency, as in were opened in a lot of other things as well. But nothing is more horrific, nothing is more important than stopping child sex trafficking. That has to be done. This has to be exposed. Our children are our most precious gifts from God. And we must protect them by any means necessary. And everybody involved needs to be exposed. And that's why I'm asking about celebrity names, powerful elites, politicians. That's why we need these people need to be exposed, because these are the people that we are supposed to be able to run to help us to handle the cops and the garbage man and the school lunch cafeteria aide. Those are the people that need to be arrested. But who do we go to?
Exactly. And that's what it worries me every day. I know there's no justice for me. I accepted that a while ago. I can't have kids of my own. I understand that there's a lot that I will probably never be able to have, including my childhood. I don't have many pictures. I don't have any pictures of me as a baby. I have pictures of me from 14 up in the worst moments and in the worst ways. I just want peace, because this is not about a sexual experience. This is not about just cash. This is about something else, and it's deeper than that, because this is decades of tactics. This is decades of issues. These are decades of problems. Satanic ritual abuse exists. Human sex trafficking exists. Organ harvesting exists all over the place. The black market exists. Humans, babies, children, four-year-olds, six-year-olds are having their bodies sliced open and used as human suitcases over the border. I have been trafficked over the border. Those babies are moved as if they're still alive. They put clothes on them, they sit them up, and they use them until their bodies cannot be used anymore. This is not just about sex, because after your body is used for sex, your organs are used for organ harvesting and selling on the black market, which goes to your hospitals. You wonder why a heart costs so much. You wonder why a liver or a kidney costs so much. And because of that, you can go to Mexico and you can get it for a little bit cheaper, and you wonder why. There is so much going on, and this is decades and decades of tactics that people need to wake up to and do something about, because, again, our authority is not going to do it.
Despite everything,
it's going to take everyday people.
Despite everything that you've been through, you have managed to find joy, and you have managed to rise up and be strong and do things now that you are incredibly proud of, as you should be. What are you doing now?
I'm a dance teacher. I'm a cheer coach. I have been since I turned 18 and was able to live with my mom in foster care. That's I'm adopted by now. I'm a special needs teacher. I love my kids like my own, because I can't have children. And I miss them so much, because I had to just walk away from it for a second to deal with all of this. The threats come every year, but I do what I have to do, and I keep a smile on my face, and I love to be that mentor for babies. I'm a birthday host and go to four-year-olds' parties and read books to them. On my time off, I braid hair for foster children that cannot get their hair done because they have to basically pay for it by themselves, because every foster parent is living paycheck to paycheck, but using it for themselves to make Hawaii trips and whatnot. I love what I do.
Yeah, you have a lot to be proud of.
And I'm a college student too.
Good for you. This is out there now and needs to be immediately investigated. And we're going to continue to follow up with this. We don't know who to go to. We don't know who's involved. But somebody somewhere is going to hear this that has the balls and that has the authority and that has the courage and that knows what is right. In Jesus' name, I'm going to pray that. I'm going to command that that happens. Allie
in
Carter,
Jesus name. Thank you.
For being here and for telling us your story and for your bravery. Thank you so much. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
God bless you.
All righty. We are back. And I'm going to go to you, Wendy, first. Of course, Wendy, I don't know if you remember Ted Gunderson. Do you remember who Ted Gunderson is?
I remember the name.
Ted Gunderson was in charge of the FBI and all of the Western in California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, all of that area. He was the head guy out there back during the 80s. And Ted came up here. He was the fellow, too, that if you remember some years back, they found that in those nursing homes, not nursing homes, the daycare centers in Florida, they found tunnels, and they were taking these kids down, and they were molesting them, and then bringing them back up in time for their parents to pick them up, and so on and so forth. And Ted was the one that found that. He was investigating that. But Ted came up here, and he stayed with me for a while, and he was telling me that his biggest problem that he had, and even at that time, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it was now, was rogue agents within the industry. Today, let me just tell you, the answer to what her question, or to what his question was, is why is this happening? Well, all we have to do, fellas, is go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and read 2 Timothy chapter 3 and understand this is real time. We're there right now, right now. This is the days we're living in, okay? And these things are happening out there. Now, when it comes to Trump, see, Trump knew about this. This is why they hated him. This is why they hated him so much. This is why these, because this adrenochrome and all of these Hollywood elite, the power to be able to take children and hurt children. Remember, whenever God loved the most precious, they hated the worst. And to be able to destroy children, these bloody deathocrats, these antichrist people, they're doing that. Now, his question was, who put these tunnels down? A lot of these called the dumbs. They're dumbs. They were actually put in by our military. Our military has drug tunnels all over this country. And they've kept water, food, supplies, and all kinds of things down there. And what happened is a number of them, because of corrupt people like we have right now in the White House, the military has used these too. But there's a big battle going on between the white hats and the black hats. And Trump wanted to expose all of this. He was in about the way... in fact, there's a movie going to be coming out, a movie that Hollywood producer who talked about this, and now I'm having one of my senior moments. You know who I'm talking about? The guy that made the movie The Passion. Okay. Mel Gibson, that's who it was. Mel Gibson was in the process, and the fellow that played Jesus in that movie, The Passion, he's in there. He's starring in this movie, and it's a real life movie about what's really taking place. They were going to expose all of this, and the deep state, and I'm talking about renegade FBI. I'm talking about all of these renegade so-called intelligence agencies. They are working for Satan. So, what do you fellas say about that, Pastor Burton? What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places beyond what we could even imagine is high. You know, when there's spiritual combat in heaven with Michael the Archangel and Satan's foes and his henchmen and Satan himself, we're not even comprehending what's actually happening before us. And there's a sleep, there's a lull over a lot of people's eyes, but you know, we all know someone who may have been abused or trafficked. But God's going to reveal it. He's going to reveal it. And nothing can be hidden in the dark that God can't expose. And that's our job. Our job is to preach the truth. And the number one cure to a lot of this wickedness is seeing people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and repent and turn.
Well, absolutely. What about this? What about if people, they repented, but what if they prayed? What if they did exactly what God's Word, the Bible says, they repent and then start praying to Him? We've been I'm just short of half a century of trying to get people to pray, and they do, and I praise the good Lord. I'm convinced the only reason I'm still alive is because of that. We've had a lot of people out there. But what if the people really prayed? I mean, prayed, and I'm talking about praying that God would bring the bloody to repentance or remove them. I'm talking about precatory prayers. What if the people actually decided to obey God's word, the Bible? Now, what do you think would happen?
Oh, the world would be turned upside down, but we're too busy to pray. That's the problem. We got too much distraction in this world. We've become lovers of pleasures instead of lovers of God. And, I mean, just imagine, Pastor, if we just tithe our time every day, over 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, just to God, imagine what could happen. You got Christians that won't even do that.
Yeah, I know. Right. See, this is a mindset. You've got a mindset out there that, come on, God, I'll give you an hour on Sunday, maybe even two, but, I got life, God. You know, I'll call you when I need you, right? I mean, that's the mindset of a lot of people, right?
That's right. You see a lot of churches canceling Sunday night service. That's the most biblical service that you can have. Jesus, in the evening, that was the first service. And yet we cancel it for Super Bowls. We cancel it for entertainment. We're more caught up and entertaining ourselves and being happy and giving God just that hour, just an hour a week. But imagine if we just ate one meal a week. You know, we would starve to death, and that's what's happening. Spiritual starvation. Amos said there would be a famine of the Word of God. And so we're facing that right now, and our country is suffering because of it. And we're going through judgment, and we're going to go through worse judgment if we don't turn it around and start getting on our knees, like you just mentioned, and pray and seek God's face. We have got to pray and seek God's face, and that's got to be a priority in the Christian life.
You're absolutely right. Let me ask you, Wendy, as a mother and raising daughters. Daughters sometimes are a little more complicated. It can be a little harder to raise. In fact, my mother used to say she'd rather raise a dozen boys than one girl, because of the society and so on that we live in nowadays. But what do you, after listening to her, what do you think? Do you believe what she was saying?
Well, I mean, she sounds like she experienced something horrible, and she does have evidence. But you know, her problem is who do you bring it to? It's sort of like also what Trump's gone through and the Pillow Man. They got all this evidence, but who do they bring it to?
Well, that's right. We've got a very, very corrupted. I mean, the government is totally corrupt. But the American people can push it back. I'll tell you who we take it to. First, we take it to the Lord on our knees. We take it to Him, okay? Prayer is an offensive weapon, okay? And it really Amen. Does work. Amen. And then we start there. And then what we do is we do exactly what Scripture says. We become doers of the Word, not just hearers only. And we take a look at those who went before us. You've heard of the doctrine of the lesser magistrate, okay? I preached on that 50 years ago, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. And we see through it all through Scripture, where if those in authority don't do what they're supposed to do, those underneath them are supposed to step up to the plate, and that's what we try to do. Right, fellas?
Good idea.
Yep. Amen.
So that's exactly what you – I think one of the good – starting out in God's Word, the Bible, when you saw that, okay, Jochebed. Jochebed did not listen to Pharaoh and allow her son – well, let's go with Shiphrah and Puah. They didn't listen to Pharaoh. They obeyed God. And even though they were employed by the government, but they listened to God, and they saved the babies alive, okay? Jochebed and Aaron, the parents of Moses, they listened to God, and they saved Moses alive. And so you go all the way down the line, and you take a look at people that obeyed God and not the government, okay? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, right? Yes. And that's what we have to do. We have to be, Pastor David, for 25 years, I challenged any three neo-evangelicals to debate me on Romans 13, because all I would get from these prissy preachers, these spineless preachers with no courage, is, well, we have to obey the government, because they didn't have the courage to stand up and do the right thing. They didn't have the courage to say, no, I'm going to obey God here. And in 25 years, I challenged any three, because I have four mics in the studio, never got one taker. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, because it's an excuse. And I love in John chapter 2 when it says that Jesus, he did not commit himself to any man because he knew what was in man, and he didn't have the need of anyone to testify what was in man. He took that coin. Whose inscription's on it? Well, give to him what's his, but render to God what is God's. And even with all the things that we're going through right now, the vaccines and all this stuff, the ultimate authority above all authority is God. And these people wouldn't be in authority if, like Jesus told Pilate, unless my Father had put you there. So, yeah, they're in authority, but they have to answer to the authority. And when we talk about prayer, when we talk about going before God, you get a teenager that's going to rebel against his parent or her parent, I don't want them to tell me what to do. Well, rebelling is not the right answer. Go to their authority, which is God. Understanding authority is what great faith is all about, like the centurion. Lord, I'm a man of authority just like you. I say to one, come, and he comes, and this one comes, and he goes. But, Lord, just speak the word, because he understood that Christ is the ultimate authority, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if we live our lives that way, then we don't submit to unlawful orders in the military. You know what I'm saying? It's an unlawful order. So when we're being told you cannot worship, you cannot pray, you cannot claim God as your exemption, then that's unlawful.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This is what I'm telling you. But also, when I'm telling those people out there in the FBI and the police departments and that, you listened. Well, for example, we've seen a number of these school board meetings where the parents were out there exercising their prayer rights given by God, okay, and also by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And they called in the police, and the police drug parents out of these meetings. Now, you cops out there listening to me, you don't do that, okay? You're supposed to have integrity. If you have integrity and honor and decency, first of all, you didn't take your oath to a bunch of corrupt school board communists. Your oath was to the Constitution. And so what you have to do, what you need to do, is first of all, obey God, and then obey the oath that you took to that Constitution, okay? And have some integrity and self-respect and do what's right. And I praise the good Lord. Here last fall, a year ago, I spoke down at Liberty University, And I spoke to 250 county sheriffs, 250 county sheriffs, and they wanted to know about biblical law. That's what they wanted me to teach them on, and that's what we did. But these people all, every single one, to the last man, said, we're going to obey God first and the Constitution, okay, and the Constitution of the United States, and then to the state that they're in. And see, that's called integrity, isn't it, fellas?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's do this. I'm going to tell about apothecary herbs. Folks, the phone number there is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 to get the best organic, real natural medicines. These are herbal medicines. These are the real things. These are not made for pharmacia, but these come from the apothecary, and they're made by a godly lady, a real God who believes in the Lord and trusts in God. And Wendy, I know that in every one of your little bottles of your medicines there, you've got that just the love of healing people, don't you?
Well, it's an interesting thing, this path that the Lord put me on. It's been a journey, but it's been a rewarding one. So I find that sometimes the Lord give me a problem to work it out, you know, because it helps others. So we've been working on things for vision in the last 2 years and things like that. And I hear from a lot of people on, you know, how they're not getting really the right treatment when they go to their medical professionals. So I heard from a guy today from Missouri who had to leave and go visit relatives in another state, and he had some health issues, and he went to a doctor, and he couldn't believe what the doctor was telling him. And I think you've said it before, you know, what was that saying? If you're a certain age and you're out the door. 74?
Yeah, 74, you're no more.
Yeah, so pretty much this doctor, you know, told him that they weren't going to fill his prescriptions, and he asked them why, and that's what they told him.
Well, you know, that Zeke Emanuel, that was Obama's Surgeon General. He's the one that said that. You're 74.
Well doctors are telling senior citizens that now. I'm like,
well,
wow.
We've lost, first of all, your medical association. This is why I praise the good Lord for frontline doctors, okay, and naturopaths and people like yourself, because what's happened is people are losing, a whole lot of people are losing a whole lot of confidence in your MDs now. These hospitals that are, you know, they're owned by Big Pharma, and you know, they're killing people there. People are afraid to go there, okay? And they know when they put them on those respirators that that's going to kill them. And some of this stuff they put them on, it destroys their kidneys. And what is that called? It's you know what I'm talking about? That one shot that they're giving them instead of the treatment that would help them, and I'm having one of my senior moments. But
Johnson & Johnson shot?
No, the stuff that they're treating COVID with in the hospital, instead of giving them ivermectin, and there's another, we've talked about it several times here, and Remdesivir.
Yeah.
And we've told about not to take that stuff because it's killing people. But anyhow, you know, like the AMA. Now listen to this, right? It used to be an organization that, you know, people, you know, it had some integrity, okay, and credibility, right? So let me ask all four of you folks, okay, because see, the AMA says it really cannot recognize genders, that it doesn't recognize that there's two genders, that there's male or female. So So on the birth certificates, they're not going to put male or female because there's no actual proof that there are two genders. Okay, do you guys know of any two genders out there?
Well, you have to remember who established the AMA. Do you know who did that?
No.
Rockefeller.
Oh, brother. I'll bet every one of these people listening to me tonight can identify two genders, right? Mercer, do you know of two genders?
Male and female.
There you go. What about those trans things? Are they for real?
No. They're just a figment of the people's imagination. It's only male and female. That is it.
There you go. Very good.
So Pastor, what happens when you get, an emergency admitted, for whatever trauma or situation? Most of the time, isn't it true that physicians or those who would attend to somebody in an emergency or in a crisis would have to know a specific gender before they administer medical treatment, whether it's some type of shot, whether it's some type of, I'm sure that there's procedures that are specifically designed for men and women or boys and girls. So what happens when maybe somebody identifies as a gender other than what they were born with, but the treatment that they need for whatever reason is designed for a boy or a girl? How does a doctor or how does a place handle that if a person's identifying with something other than their birth gender, but the medication that's needed is designed for either a male or female? How do they handle that?
Well, all you have to do is go ahead, Wendy.
No, remember that story? This is a great, great point. Remember that story not too long ago where a man went to the emergency room because he was having great pain, and his wife came with him, and the doctors couldn't figure out, what it is, the source of his pain, and they come to find out it's not really a man. It's a woman who went through a partial sex change, had her breast removed, but didn't have her, she retained her uterus, and she was pregnant, and she was in labor. Right? And it was all over the paper, male gives birth, and, the transsexual community was all happy and celebrating it. I'm like, well, it was really a female that retained her uterus, see? the doctors, weren't administering the correct care because they thought this was a male.
Yeah. We're living in a very strange world today. I mean, like what happened there in Virginia, you put a dress on a boy and he can go and rape a girl. And the other thing, it's just like with all of these female athletes in athletics, the female sports, they can't understand why people would object to these males when here these guys come in, and I was listening to this one girl who worked so hard, she had beaten all her competition, and then they put her up against three trans things, and of course she came in fourth, because we happen to know, and I knew this, listen to this, I knew this when I was in first grade, that boys and girls are different. I knew it back then. I could tell you right there. Every boy in the class and every girl, I could point them out. Right, Wendy?
Yeah, well, scientifically, these sport authorities should know a male, in one drop of a male's blood, is 1 million more red blood cells, and it's that way to feed the muscle mass that a male has. Women don't have that muscle mass that men have, so the men need more red blood cells. So this female athlete was up against a freight train, in competition because she was out muscled and she was just defeated because of the physical anatomy of it all.
Absolutely, I remember you had a woman who was a pilot, a female pilot, and she was removed because she came out and she said that we women, because we're smaller and we're more agile, we can fly planes, but we do not belong in out there in combat on the ground with the troops because we're not strong enough. We just cannot. We're not fit to fight against men. And they removed her. She lost her for telling the truth. You don't tell the truth in the military nowadays.
Wow,
so
that's interesting because I think of having been in the military. I think of, and I've heard that argument where we can do what the men can do. And I think one thing for sure is, before I get to the point, to be honest, in this nation, we've kind of cheated women out of their God-given design, which is beautiful. We have to have that. They've been cheated out of that. They've been lied to, thinking that they can, not to say that women aren't capable. Of course they're capable. Men are designed for a specific purpose, according to the Word of God, and men and women are both designed for specific reasons, and they both have strengths that complement one another. And when one of those is off-centered or imbalanced, then it just provides a very negative effect that just kind of transitions throughout the whole society like it is now. Think about this. I'm thinking about in the field, you know, there's been those who have argued for, you know, serving in the military, the infantry and whatnot. If you look at the times that I was in, I remember one of the hardest things that we did was force marching. Force marching is enough. And when I say marching, it's not like, you know, marching, taking your time, hum-ho. This is what it is, forced marching. You're almost at a very low, like almost a run, a very subtle run for 25 miles. To the point where your shoulders, your feet are blistered. I've seen grown men cry, fall down on the ground. Women anatomically would not be able to handle that same stress because, for one thing, and you look at a lady's shoulders and you look at a man's shoulders. Men have broad shoulders, wide shoulders, and I think about the packs that we were carrying where they were designed for that type of build. Well, after about 25 miles or 12 miles, it doesn't matter what type of shoulders you have. If the guys are hurting, how much more a lady who's not even designed anatomically to carry a pack that's designed like that over so many miles? So there's anatomically, there's reasons why those things cannot even happen. And I won't even go into the part about being in the field for extended periods of time and all these types of things, things that ladies have to go through that men don't have to go through that would eventually pose a threat to them, you know. So scientifically, you know, these arguments can be proven, the differences between the men and the women. And this whole thing today about the trans is really, it just goes back to the confusion that's been implemented by the devil. God is not the author of confusion. And right. I'm not sure, but I was told that there's even lawsuits. The young girls at some of these high schools are filing lawsuits because it's messing up their scholarships. Some of those who are very gifted in athletics, they've been getting beat by trans people, and now some of their scholarships go out the window because they lost some events. When some events that they were supposed to win to take them to the next level, now they cannot go to the next level because they were beat out by somebody who was actually a biological male. So this whole thing is confusion that's really deeply dividing this country even further. It's just yeah. Nonsense.
Absolutely.
Do you remember Desert Storm, fellas?
Yes.
Okay. They use over 500,000 troops in those operations from start to finish. And out of that 500,000, 30,000 were women who got pregnant out of wedlock. Because when you put these women in a tent at night with men, then you'll find out that they're different. And that's what happened. And it's just unbelievable. I know some stories, and one horrible story about a fella I led to the Lord, a young man I led to the Lord, and his wife, who, you know, I wouldn't marry him. I knew it was going to be a disaster, so I told him no, I didn't want to. And what happened was she decided to join the Marine Corps. Now, this was a very petite, gorgeous young woman, and she decided to join the Marine Corps. And he was going to stay home and keep things going until she got out. Well, I told him, that's a bad idea. That's a terrible idea. Do not let that happen. She's a very, very pretty girl. She gets in there with those Marines. She's going to find out how pretty she is, right? Well, you know what happened, don't you? She went in, and her first leave, she came back, but she didn't come home. Instead, she stayed with some other Marines in California. And then what happened? Well, he ended up committing suicide. It was a terrible thing. He ended up committing suicide because, and it's just not a smart idea there. But anyhow, and not only that, but go ahead.
But Pastor, I was just going to say, you know, the problem that we're having is stop trying to redefine what God has already defined. We need to stop doing that. You know, if right now, if a man beats a woman and injures her and fractures her skull, he's going to prison. But you will allow a trans athlete to get in the ring and almost kill a female and be called a hero because he says he's a woman. You know, so these things, as Brother Brian says, this is confusion.
Well, look what just happened in Virginia, where that trans thing put on a dress and went in there and raped a girl.
Absolutely.
So what did they do? They put him in another school so he could rape another one, right? Some years ago, we did a program there in New York in one of the schools. Three boys raped a girl, and when she reported it, the boys said that they had used condoms, and because they had used condoms, they didn't even press charges. Now, if you remember what happened out there, where was it? It was either Seattle or Portland. I think it was Seattle. Just a year or two ago, you had that young woman, young girl, high school girl, was in the shower, and three boys came in there. And one of them started fondling her, grabbing her, and she kicked him in the privates, and she was expelled from school. In other words, remember what it says in Isaiah chapter 5? They've turned good for evil, bitter for sweet. It's total insanity. It's like, and we saw this coming, and we tried to warn people about this. There in Oklahoma, about 3 or 4 years ago, 60 children disappeared from child services. 60, and they said they had no idea what happened to them. They just may just run away. You know what's happening with these children and that are being dropped off at 2 o'clock in the morning in Florida, 70, 80 kids at a time. They're disappearing. Nobody knows what's happening to them. But you know where they're going. A lot of them are being sold, and they're ending up down on these dumps. And Joe Biden is the world's largest child trafficker, the world's largest child trafficker. And folks, we got to stand and we got to fight and we got to take our nation back. Pastor Dave, tell the folks about Lighthouse Baptist Church.
Lighthouse Baptist Church is a Bible-believing, God-fearing church. We preach the Word of God. We want, when you come through that door, we want you to go out that door, hopefully born again, changed by the Word of God. We're not there to try to entertain people. We sing, we love the Lord, we show joy, but our focus is making sure that Jesus Christ is lifted up. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And when we go through times like this and we go through all this type of turmoil and confusion, we got to go back to the cross. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of the church? Is to preach the gospel and to let the world know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And, you know, we look at a lot of these things, and it burdens our soul. It vexes us. We're like Lot. We are vexed. But you know what? There's a king and there's a redeemer who's going to come one day, and people need to be ready. They need to be accountable. My job is not to try to make somebody saved. My job is to make sure someone is accountable with the gospel, that they hear it and not try to sugarcoat it. Hey, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose. And at Lighthouse, that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ and show them how they can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
All right, so you've got over 1,800 prophecies in God's Word, the Bible, about 580 in the New Testament and over 1,200 in the Old. And the vast majority of these prophecies have already been fulfilled. Exactly when, exactly how, exactly where. Would you call this? I had a lady today, an MD, tell me, she said, well, Pastor, I believe in science, okay? She was trying to convince me to take the poisonous poke, and I said, well, I do too. I said, but you know what? You know who you need to believe in. What you got to believe in, the only thing you really can believe in is God, you see? Right. And God is the one that gave us science. And like the Apostle Paul said, you know, there's a difference between real science and science falsely so-called. And that's what these people are being taught, is science, but it's not.
That's right.
It's wizardry, okay? And this is why I'm telling people really need, we're gonna come into some very interesting days. I go out to the Amish out there, and we get a lot of things from the Amish stores. The prices are right, and I don't want to, I try not to buy anything from the big box stores, okay? And so, because they're out to put mom and pop out, you have things like what has been going on with Progressive and then Walmart have put that statement out that, you know, to their employees that to wait on black and brown people before you do the white people. Show more, you know, even their employees told them, you know, you got to show more. So Mercer, when I go shopping there, I'm going to take you with me and just let you get it for me. What do you think?
That'll work. Just let me know. I'll be there with you.
Yeah. But, I mean, this, now the whole reason to do that is why? Why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think that they're, go ahead.
I was going to say, sow division, you know, and that's one of the six things that God hates. When seven is an abomination, is he that soweth discord among brethren.
And absolutely.
Yeah, that's
divide and conquer.
Yeah, and now, divide and conquer, that's it.
They're having a real problem. See, the Democratic Party, or the Deathocratic Party, as I call it, we're the party of the Ku Klux Klan. They were the party that brought, you know, it was the Republicans that Lincoln was a Republican, but people don't know this. But what's happening now? A lot of these black folks are coming off that plantation, and they're learning. They're finding out a real history, and they're saying, you know what? We've had enough. We're not. You know, we have had enough of you people taking us for granted the way you have. And trying to dumb us down, okay? And the problem of it is, when you get, you'll never see a good black conservative, especially a black Christian conservative, on PMSNBC or out there giving testimony, or CNN. No, they go and they get the most worst defiled people that they can find to come on there. But people are waking up. People are waking up, and we're pushing hard back against the poke. But, David, we're up. You've got 4 minutes to give an invitation to tell folks how they can avoid the lake of fire and how they can get to heaven.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to say to them is, one, don't put your basket or your eggs in the baskets of political worship. We're not worshiping politics. We're not worshiping Republican, Democrat, or any of that. Because being a Republican will not get you to heaven. Being a Democrat won't get you to heaven. Being a child of God, born again by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That all of us, will be redeemed regardless. God is no respecter of persons. And if you want to get away from all this stuff that's going on, all this tension, all this turmoil, then turn to Christ, you know, and don't put your hope in this. We've got people worshiping the wrong thing. It's idolatry. Politicians, idolatry. Political ideology, it's idolatry. God must come first. There's nothing else that can come before him. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
So what do you do? Jesus said, now the Word of Faith movement says repentance is not necessary for salvation. Wait till the Lord finds out, huh? So
he says repentance towards God and repentance toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We must pray for him. We realize we need our sins forgiven.
So the first thing you do is Jesus says pray to the Father in his name, and you ask the Father to take away, to forgive your sins. And then he says, then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, right? And so you ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, don't you?
You have to, you know, and trust in what he did, not what you're doing.
All right. So he wants your total trust in him, your total trust in him. You know, when he was on that cross, when he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they're doing. How did the Father forgive him? What they did, the Father said, all right, for you people that put Christ on the cross, your only hope is to go to that very man that you crucified and ask him to be your Lord. You better repent, and you got to go to him, the very man that you hung upon that cross. When they yelled, let his blood be upon us, well, it wasn't in the way that they wanted, huh?
No.
So they have to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, once you've done that and you receive Christ, is there going to be a change in you?
Absolutely.
Amen. Corinthians 5:17.
All right. So you'll become a new person, a child of salvation, right?
Yes, right.
And then you'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, right?
Amen.
Okay, Now, will you then be on the road to immortality? 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Yep, you'll be on the road to immortality. You will become immortal, okay? And so we're out of time for tonight. I want to thank all of you for being here. And until next week, you never gave the address to your church.
565 West Thornton Street, Akron,
okay.
Ohio.
Till tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.